AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump has picked to be his Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. He's a billionaire, the head of brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald, and is a cryptocurrency enthusiast. If approved, Lutnick would have a key role in Trump's plans to raise and enforce tariffs. New developments connected to the Trump nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz. Their lawyer says two women told House Ethics Committee investigators Gaetz paid them for sex, and one of the women testified she saw him having sex with a 17-year-old. A Trump transition spokesperson calls the allegations baseless. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin wants to see the Ethics Committee report on Gaetz.
The resignation of Gaetz at the last minute was clearly designed to stop the public release of this information. So it's critical. If his nomination is going forward, we want to make sure that we have access to the right documentation.
The AP's Julie Walker in New York has an update on the Donald Trump hush money case.
Prosecutors with the Manhattan DA's office say they will oppose dismissing Donald Trump's hush money case, but they might be open to delaying the president-elect's sentencing. They laid out their position in a court filing Tuesday. Trump's lawyers have asked for the case to be dismissed in light of his election. He was convicted in May of 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up a scheme to influence the 2016 election by paying hush money to Stormy Daniels, who said they had sex. Trump denies the allegations. Judge Juan Merchan halted proceedings last week after prosecutors asked for time to assess next steps in the wake of Trump's election. He'd been due to be sentenced November 26. Merchan has not set a timetable for his decision. Julie Walker, New York.
The Pentagon will send Ukraine at least $275 million in new weapons. This is AP News. A trial begins for a man accused of holding down a teenage boy so colleagues could rape and abuse him at a youth center in New Hampshire in the 90s.
It's the second criminal trial to stem from a broad 2019 investigation into historic abuse at the Sununu Youth Services Center in Manchester. Bradley Asbury, now 70 years old, is among nine men who worked at the Manchester Center or an associated facility in Concord who are facing criminal charges. Asbury is charged with two counts of being an accomplice to aggravated sexual assault. If found guilty, he faces a maximum prison term of 20 years on each count. I'm Haya Panjwani.
An endangered fin whale that washed up near a coastal trail in Alaska's largest city attracted curious onlookers while biologists looked for answers as to what caused its death. The carcass found over the weekend near Anchorage was 47 feet long. Fin whales are the second largest whale species. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.